Developing Listening Skills. Listening, a radio show. Pages 86 and 87.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Science Radio. Our program brings you notable members of the scientific community speaking on questions of interest to us all. I'm your host, Matthew Phelps. My guest today is Dr. Howard Cork, a scientist, who will be explaining the implications of some recent genetic discoveries. Dr. Cork, welcome.
Thank you, Matthew.
So, Dr. Cork, what exactly is DNA, and how can it teach us about human history?
Well, DNA is the genetic material that contains all the information about the structures and functions of our bodies. DNA is passed from parents to children, from generation to generation. Every once in a while, a baby is born with a slight difference in its DNA. This difference, called a mutation, is then passed down to all of that person's descendants, even 50,000 years in the future.
Imagine that.
Yes. And when we analyze the DNA of people all over the world, we believe we can understand how people are related to each other. Scientists now think that all humans are related to one woman who lived roughly 150,000 years ago in East Africa. If they're right, all people are linked to that one woman by their mothers.
That's really quite surprising. When do scientists think humans left Africa and spread out over the world?
Well, the theory is that 50,000 to 70,000 years ago, a group of humans, a group that might have been as small as just 1,000 people, left Africa. From there, this group of people and their descendants migrated all over the world.
Just 1,000 people? Where did they go once they left Africa?
Well, scientists think they migrated from Africa to the Middle East. Then they broke into two groups. One group settled temporarily in the Middle East, while the second group followed the coast around the Arabian Peninsula, India, and beyond. By about 50,000 years ago, some of these humans had reached Australia.
What about the other group, the group that settled temporarily in the Middle East? What happened to them?
Well, we think they broke into two groups as well and migrated in two different directions. One group reached Central Asia about 30,000 years ago. The other group went the other way and ended up in southern Europe.
Were there already humans living in Europe or Central Asia at that time?
Yes. Scientists believe there were. They think that modern humans entering Europe encounter Neanderthals, a less advanced human group. Modern humans entering Central Asia could have run into Neanderthals as well, but in smaller numbers, because Neanderthal populations were smaller in Asia than in Europe.
What happened to the Neanderthals?
Scientists assume that the number of Neanderthals declined as they were pushed into smaller areas and finally disappeared. We don't think they were absorbed into the modern human family. If they had been absorbed, DNA analysis would tell us that, you see? The evidence would be there in the DNA of Europeans today.
That's incredible. DNA certainly does tell us a lot. Have DNA researchers been able to understand how humans first came to the Americas?
Well, the DNA of some living Native Americans links them to Asia, and more particularly to the people who live in southern Siberia. We think people from southern Siberia crossed over to North America perhaps 15,000 or maybe 20,000 years ago.
I see. And how did they cross the ocean? Did they have large boats?
Actually, they probably came across on a land bridge that no longer exists today. Subsequently, as their population grew, they spread across the immense area of North and South America in just a few thousand years.
Fascinating. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Cork. I hope you'll come back and talk to us again soon. Coming up next, a scientific discovery that may change the way you think about lettuce. First, a word from our sponsors.